Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. That would be yours truly right here. I always hate talking about myself in the third person, but that happens from time to time. Anyways, if you were hanging out here on Friday, well, I don't know how that happened because guess what? I made a disappearing act on Friday because, listen, the Conklin Conference was going down in Orlando, and the night before, let's be honest, what ended up taking place is we went out to the karaoke bar that we were talking about if you were at the Conklin Conference, and I made a vanishing act. By the time that I made it back, it was way too late to pull anything off. So sorry that you missed the mini episode, and that was entirely my screw up. But now that we got that out of the way, because listen, we keep it as 100% honest around here as possible, because I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that why I didn't make it. I tell you that I try to do these things as in real time as possible, and it just didn't work out between the conference going on and being delayed because of going out the night before. So it was 100% my fault. But we're here right now on this lovely Tuesday. First off, I want to thank to all the people that showed up to the Conklin Conference last week in Orlando, because we did have some fun times talking about the world of human and organizational performance across the board. Now, listen, the next Conklin Conference, well, we don't have the date for it, but I can tell you when will be the next time that you'll be able to see Todd Conklin in person, available to the general public. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. But let's talk today about some things, because listen, while we were hanging out at the conference, a lot of things came up and a lot of things started triggering my brain. And I don't mean trigger in the bad way, but I'm talking about how things are actually analyzed inside of the world. And I said, what if we kind of did an offset episode, not really to talk about what I learned at the conference, because, hey, when you're moderating, it's kind of hard to do some things like that. But what I thought about was listening to some of the stuff that was going on, and I said, what if we tie it in to the world of entertainment on some of the stuff that we do? So here's what I thought. What if we sat down and analyzed superheroes and supervillains in the entertainment industry, a reflection of our psychology? So let's talk about that today, because I think that this will be where we can get into some very interesting arenas, if I may say so myself. The entertainment industry, with its dazzling array of superheroes and supervillains, serves as a mirror of the collective psyche. Now, think about that for a moment as I'm going into this. These characters actually are good and evil, offer just the captivating narratives, and they ultimately are, you know, they are intricate to the tapestry of human psychology, revealing our fears, aspirations, moral dilemmas, and perpetual battles between light and darkness within us. I mean, think about it. There's so much symbolism that occurs inside of these things that it's mind-boggling at times. Carl Jung introduced the concept of archetypes as universal primordial symbols residing in collective unconsciousness. Superheroes embody the hero archetype, representing our aspirations for courage, altruism, and justice. In contrast, supervillains symbolize the shadow, the darker aspects of the human nature we often suppress or deny. The interplay between these archetypes and comic books and movies symbolize our internal struggles between our novelist inventions and our baddest instincts. Think about that for a moment. I mean, it's interesting, as I sat there and listened to people talk about how things happen inside of work, but let's not get too far away. The appeal of superheroes and aspirations and identifications. Superheroes appeals to our intricate desires of being a savior, a beacon of hope in the world marred with chaos and uncertainty. Characters like Superman and Wonder Woman embody ideals of strength, morality, and self-sacrifice, serving as an aspiration figures that inspire us to transcend our limitation and strive for a greater good. Moreover, superheroes often grapple with their vulnerabilities, enhancing their reliability. Spider-Man struggles with everyday issues like school and relationships, coupled with his sense of responsibility, allowing audiences to identify with him, seeing reflections of their struggles and aspirations. On the other hand, supervillains, a reflection of societal fears and personal shadows. Supervillains, on the other hand, represent the manifestation of our deepest fears and insecurities. Characters like the Joker embody chaos and anarchy, reflecting on society anxieties about disorders and moral decay. The increasing complexity of supervillains reveals the evolving of understanding of morality that is blurred lines between good and evil. These antagonists also symbolize the personal shadows that we battle. The duality of characters like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde illustrate the internal conflict between our civilized selves and primal urges, echoing the ongoing struggles to maintain a moral compass in a complex world. You know, it's interesting when you start thinking about narratives and moral exploration. These conflicts between superheroes and supervillains provide a narrative of catharsis, allowing audience to explore moral quandaries and ethical dilemmas in a safe environment. These stories serve as the battleground of exploring themes of power, responsibility, justice, and redemption, enabling viewers to confront ethical questions and reflect on their values. The redemption arcs of characters like Loki demonstrate the potential for change and the complexity of human nature, prompting audience to ponder whether anyone is beyond redemption and how we define morality. Diversity and representation, a broader spectrum of heroes. The evolution of superheroes' narratives also highlights the shift in societal values and attitudes. The increasing diversity among superheroes, such as the introduction of Black Panther and Captain Marvel, reflects a growing awareness of representation and inclusivity. These characters challenge stereotypical notions of heroism, emphasizing that heroes come from any background, gender, ethnicity, thereby fostering empowerment in serve of a belonging among diverse audiences. So how would I package this up for you? How would I share this information a little bit more? Take a listen to this. So, conclusion of superheroes, supervillains, and self-reflection. Superheroes and supervillains are depicted in the entertainment industry, offer more than thrilling adventures and spectacular battles. They serve as a lens through which we can explore and understand human psychology, illuminating our desires, fears, and moral compass, and inherent duality within us. By analyzing these characters and narratives, we gain insight into the collective psyche, confront a multifaceted nature of humanity, and reflect on our potential for both heroism and villainy. In this way, the world of superheroes and supervillains becomes a stage where drama and human nature unfolds, providing a captive and enlightening exploration of the human condition. The interesting part is, I kind of changed some names there as I kind of built this out, because I took a lot of the stuff that I put in here and referenced it between listening to what I heard last week when people were talking about how difficult it is to be in the world of safety and how things are reflected and looked at. That's what I did for this episode. I changed it up a little bit and said, hey, let's say it from a different perspective, because if I would have actually put analyzing safety personnel and operation in the entertainment industry, a reflection of our psychology, I don't think you would have been wanting to listen to this one. But as I talk about this and let you think in the broader scope, you can put whatever you want and whatever character, because that's what we do. We want you to reflect on those and kind of analyze what exactly needs to happen. So as you sit there today and think about this and go, oh, okay, this is different. What do you think about? Do you think that we can tie multiple worlds together? That one thing can tie into the other? Or am I just doing far-reachingness? I'm just asking, because that's what happens sometimes. It really does. So that's the reason that I asked that question. So there you go. Something to think about today. So I told you at the very beginning of the show that if you wanted to know when the next Todd Conklin event would be taking place, that he'd be available for the public. Well, it's going to be in Australia. Yep. I wanted to let you know, Australia, let me give you the dates because you might be interested in that. It's going to be February of 2024 from the 13th through the 15th. If you want to find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyinnovation.org. It's a global safety innovation summit that's taking place there. So we'd love to see you there. We'll be there. Yeah, we'll be there broadcasting live here on Safety FM. Yeah, not joking as I say that. So there you go. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Tuesday. I hope you take this information that we share today and it takes you to places that you've never been before. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.